Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, it is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego is here on Team Cox, apparently. Wait, can I finish my sentence?
Yeah.
When it comes to the Braves sideline dude and whether he should be asking for phone numbers or not.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a bad take by both of us, Courtney, but I was surprised the amount of outrage that I saw about that, because like that was kind of like just a cute little aside thing.
Yeah.
It did not need to be blown up into what it was.
Seemed like it was all adults in on the joke. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Can adults not flirt anymore?
Like, it's just I don't even know if I would like call it flirting. Right. I just thought it was kind of silly.
Right.
And, like it would
and
just,
who kn- yeah. like the getting the number. I mean, and if it works out, right. What a beautiful love story.
Right.
I guess it would.
It is
be.
Or yeah. controversial.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It wasn't flirting until she said, "Oh, it's for somebody else." And then he was like, "Oh, whoa, maybe she,
right.
maybe it can be for me." And I was like, well, no, it's for me.
I don't know. Like, I do feel like it gives the same energy as people every Christmas who are like, cancel, baby, it's cold outside. It sends a terrible message. I'm like,
it's a song.
It's not that serious, guys.
No, I don't know.
Maybe if one of the women after the fact came out and said that she was terribly uncomfortable and it, you know, made her look bad at work or something, I would get that, but I haven't seen that. Have you guys seen that?
Nope. No, I think they probably enjoyed it. So, well, it gets serious for the Celtics. How does this team match up when it comes to Orlando?
They match up really well. I think Orlando was in a tough spot this season because of the injuries that they had with Paolo Banchero, Mo Wagner. They have some really talented players. And obviously, as Wiggy pointed out earlier in the show, they're a great defensive team. They finished the season with the second overall best defensive rating. But their offense just isn't there. Like, if you watched any piece of that Hawks game last night, if you happen to click into the third quarter, you're like, oh my God, how did this team get into the play-in game? Just because if you look at them for maybe a 2 to 5 minute stretch, I'm talking about Orlando at times, their offense just goes ice cold.
Disappears.
It just disappears. And I think when you go up against a team like the Celtics, who obviously are built on the 3-point perimeter shooting, I think it's a pretty good matchup.
And if it wasn't for Cole Anthony last night, because even with Paolo Banchero, like, he's a talented player, but he cannot shoot.
He's very young still.
Yeah.
He's
kind of like one of those guys where you're like, and he's their best player.
Yeah.
Right? So he's their best player, and you kind of say, all right, we know how to slow him down. And even though they play great defense, are they going to be able to keep up with us on offense? And I just don't see Orlando keeping
up. I think one of the things that's interesting about running it back with this Celtics team is they've become so much stronger with preventing their own turnovers, with being smarter with the ball. And a lot of Orlando's defense is predicated on being able to cause turnovers. So some of it will be like the difference to me, in my opinion, between a four four-game series and a five-game series might be like, can they turn them back into the old Celtics back in the 22 finals when, you know, they've got crazy amounts of turnovers? I just don't see that happening.
So you're not worried when you look at the regular season and how bad the Celtics were from three-point when going up against the Magic, if they rely so heavily when it comes to their three-pointers?
I'm not, just because, and I know you pointed this out, Courtney, Tatum was out for two of those games. Even the crazy game that I think was like right before Christmas Eve, December 23rd, when Tatum was out and it was a crazy back and forth game between Orlando and Boston, they were without Banchero and Mo Wagner in that game. So unfortunately, the regular season, I don't think gives us like the best perspective okay. of what this series will look like.
Where are you on the Jaylen Brown conundrum?
What is your saying of the conundrum? That he's going to play?
Is he going to play? Do you want him to play? Should Joe Mazzulla tell him not to play? Does he want to play?
Obviously, he wants to play. You know, like, Wiggy, correct me if I'm wrong. The player always wants to play. Like, he's always going to want to be out there. I think there's a bigger conversation around their exercise science staff, the coach, trainers involved. But, I tend to look at it without knowing about the medicals of it. It seems like it looks like a pain tolerance thing. And I think that still seems to answer a lot of the questions at the end of the season about, like, why was he playing 20 minutes? Why did he shut it down then? It's trying to gauge what he can do when it's feeling the way that it's feeling.
And if he can be 80-85%, I think the biggest thing this year or this playoff run, in my opinion, is where Kristaps Porzingis is. Like, the health of Kristaps. Like, he seems healthy. He seems ready to go. It seems like there's no issues, you know, knock on wood. If you have him and Jaylen Brown is at 80%, excuse me, I think he makes your team not necessarily better offensively. He adds to your offense, but he makes you a more difficult team to score on the offensive side of the ball. And so when you look at those two and you go, all right, they were able to win last year without him, to have him and have a Jaylen Brown who might only be 80%, I think you're actually in a better situation this year than you were last year.
I don't know, though, because if you think of Jaylen Brown, like, he's saved this Celtics team in a lot of postseason situations. Mm-hmm. And so that's what worries me. Kristaps hasn't done that for them in the postseason before. So if I know I'm looking at history, but I wouldn't want Jaylen Brown not to be able to help a Celtics team that might be struggling because of a pain tolerance.
But you remember when Porzingis came back in the championship, that first game, he had what, 28? I mean, he was on fire. It just, you get something. You get that size, you get that length, and that's what, if you're looking at the matchup between OKC, that to me was the biggest issue that you had against them, is Porzingis, I don't believe, played in that game, and their size was able to take advantage. So having Porzingis and an 80% Jaylen Brown, my expectations are, then that means Tatum becomes more of the guy to carry the offense, but you still have guys like Derek White, Drew Holiday, Pete Pritchard's got a big role this year. So, and Porzingis is still a legit offensive player.
Yeah, Pete Pritchard dropping 34 the other night.
Well,
this guy,
I mean,
making his final case.
Like, in these series where you expect them to dominate, you certainly, on the load management side, have a bunch of the others that have an extra year of experience under their belt or whatever. So,
are you talking about like the bench, the stay ready guys?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think those guys, we talk a lot about Peyton Pritchard and his sixth man of the year case, but like Luke Kornet looks like a totally different player than he did last year. What he's able to do in the pick and roll game, especially with Jason Tatum, like they're still, when they roll back this team from last year, developing and finding guys kind of in the middle to the late rotation. And so I think, as much as we look at it, we go, okay, it's going to be like a 6 or 7 guy story when you get to probably the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals. We all know that those guys have their games. We all know that those guys in the stay ready group in the middle of the rotation have their moments throughout the playoffs. So I think it'll be exciting, even in these early rounds, to see those games for those guys.
We were talking the other day about what, if anything, winning it again does for Jason Tatum. And does he need that? Does that cement him? Is he already cemented himself? Like, what is your opinion on that?
I think that I am just, as I heard Curtis say earlier in the show, I'm like too close to see things for what they are, because I'm starting to get irritated once again about the way that we talk about Jason Tatum, or not the way that we talk about, but the rest of the league. And I don't know, like maybe I just sound like a bobo or something, but the way that he continues to finish just back in these MVP votes, and I know SGA and Jokic statistically are having this crazy season, and one of the two of those guys is most likely going to win it, but like for Tatum, I'm just like, when does he start really being in that conversation?
This year. This propels him. I'm telling you.
If they win it again,
and he goes out there and he's finals MVP, then I think all these naysayers, they go, there's nothing you could do. Because the knock last year was, even though he didn't win finals MVP, which he should have, but he didn't, the knock was, well, Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was there to help pick him up, you know. So if he goes out there and he wins finals MVP, and they win the championship, then I think you throw everything out the window, because you're like, well, Jaylen Brown was hurt. He was able to carry this team, won finals MVP. They repeated. He is now conversation of the face of the league, best in the league.
Look, in my book, he's top three player. Top three player in the league. If he wins and if the Celtics repeat this title, then I think he's got to be top three for everybody, no matter what.
Right.
Like, I don't care where you have him in your MVP voting or anything like that. I think, forget the face of the league stuff, whatever. You see other guys on teams with less talented rosters around them putting up huge numbers, but Tatum's all-around game is so consistent, I think that's just not that exciting for people to talk about.
I think it's like a personality bias. Like, I think that he doesn't, I hate the word alpha, but he doesn't seem like an alpha, so that's like the...
Yeah, but Tim Duncan won MVP, and he was as basic, you know,
quiet
basic,
as they come.
Just quiet. Like, I think the best argument for Tatum will be, and I just did this, so Mago, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking up all MVPs, like season MVPs, and teams that won back-to-back championships. There's never been a team that won back-to-back without an MVP on it.
Hmm.
And so if the Celtics win it all, because you're going back, just my quick work here, Steph Curry with the Golden State Warriors, 17-18, Miami Heat, LeBron, 2012-2013, then the Lakers, 09-10, Kobe. The Lakers of the early years had Shaq and Kobe, Kobe both MVPs. Then obviously Jordan, Hakeem, Jordan, like every consecutive champion, even the Rockets in between the 2-3-peats of Jordan, have had an MVP on their team.
But that, are you talking about MVP at some point in their career or MVP
both, in one
of those back-to-back seasons?
At some point in their career.
Okay. Yeah, I think that Tatum will get MVP in his career.
Right.
It just feels like...
But they all were MVPs by the time, either the year they won back-to-back or before they won back-to-back. So he would be the first who had won back-to-back without being a league MVP.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of what I was trying to clarify.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it about the personality? Is it about there being this really top-end talent that maybe there wasn't comparatively to those guys when they were winning?
Well, and people last year tried to say that he had an easy road to win a championship. That's going
to
be, in my mind...
they had an easy road because they were a much better team.
I agree. I don't agree with that, but that was a big narrative. So if they win back-to-back, then they got to take that narrative out.
Because he's in the MVP conversation, but he's not usually one of the top three because he plays on a team where he doesn't need to score 30 a night, you know, and he's not like taking the majority of those shots because you have Jaylen Brown, you have Derek White, you have these other players where when you look at the Joker, it's the Joker and Jamal Murray. And the Joker's going to get, he's a walking triple-double. When you look at it, SGA is basically getting the majority of the shots on that OKC team. It's Tatum does, I think, everything, but he's never like, oh, he's averaging 26 or 27, where those guys are averaging 30, 33. Yeah. And that's where I think he gets knocked.
Are you caught up on Celtic City?
I am. Tough episode.
Yeah.
Tough, a really sad.
Yeah.
Just really sad episode.
I feel like it's the, we talked about it earlier, but it's in the top three sports documentaries ever, from my perspective.
Yeah, I think as like a 90s kid, I'm still a sucker for The Last Dance. And what was cool about that one was the amount of never-before-seen footage from that final season, The Last Dance, that it's now become part of like our the way that we talk about, is this team in their last dance? Is that team in their last dance? Like And it hitting the moment that it did in COVID. But I agree. I think even if you're not a Celtics fan, even if you're not a major NBA fan, there's so much with so much like interesting stories within this docuseries that it's worth your time.
And, and the way it is, excuse me, Wiggy, juxtapositioned among what is going on in the city of Boston through a lot of that time is so interesting to me. You know, and what those players had to deal with at times is so interesting to me. And, you know, Larry Bird, like the, some of the stuff about Larry Bird was the fact that Larry Bird generally would not support anybody else when it came to, getting deals, getting money.
Right.
The demand by Larry Bird that he always be given the last shot, and he probably should have been.
Right.
It's just I not knowing all that and learning all that is really interesting to me.
My favorite part of it throughout so far is Robert Parrish.
Chief.
Like the interviews with him have been awesome.
Yeah.
I think he comes off so honest and so transparent about his relationship with the fans, with the city, with the franchise itself. And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like he's the star of it right now.
And I thought it would hit a little different for you because the loss of both Len Bias and Reggie, both being Maryland guys, you know.
Yeah. But that, to be honest, like a lot of that, I wasn't alive when Len Bias died. And then it was something that we like learned about a little bit when we were growing up in school, because it was like the whole story of Dare.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys have Dare up here?
Yeah, we do.
Like Dare and like cocaine use and all this stuff. And it was like a
scary
story.
What about Reggie's basketball team, his high school basketball team? Because weren't they ridiculously loaded? Reggie Lewis on
again,
that?
I was like a baby.
Oh, okay. All right, so you didn't get none of those stories.
Like that we heard about growing up, but not at the same level probably as him being around here with Northeastern and then the Celtics.
Yeah. No, it's just really, really, really good. So if you're not watching it, you should be. All right. Well,
guys, playoffs.
We got on Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday with the Celtics.
Are you feeling sweep or what are you feeling on this?
Yeah. I hardly ever say this. I do think this is a 4-game series. I feel so strongly about the way that the Celtics close out the season playing with their depth. Like, even if Jaylen is not totally himself, there's no disrespect to Orlando because, again, they had some tough breaks during the season, and I love the attitude and the defense that they play with. But Celtics in 4, that's what I see.
Okay.
I like it.
All right, and the road, and then the next series, either Detroit or New York, I still see... I'm not going to say sweep, but I see a 5-game series. I don't think either one of those teams. And then Cleveland, maybe that series goes 6, but I still think you're a better team.
Timing for Easter Sunday, a bit rough, though. Right in the middle.
I had brunch plans, but now I won't be brunching with the Celtics.
Yeah, no, the timing, it's just
brunch
like...
Brunch is not 3:30.
Yeah,
but
right.
I don't have brunch. Like I have like Easter, like... Linner.
I know.
They
take Christmas, now Easter. What's next?
What's Linner?
Don't you have
lunch,
like,
dinner.
Don't you have a weird tradition on Easter?
We go to Brown's.
Brown's, the seafood place in Hampton?
Yeah. We set up like tablecloths. It's BYOB.
Oh, what is? Oh, it's BYOB. So you guys do that every year?
Yeah, we've
Are
done
you
that.
Angling
a lot.
For an invite?
You're more than welcome.
Brown's is good. I'm tempted after Brown's though to go to Salisbury Beach and get a slice of pizza.
Oh well,
With extra provolone cheese added onto it.
With all due respect, Greg, what day are you not tempted to get a slice of pizza?
Good point.
Brown's is there's another seafood place right down
Marquis.
The
Marquis is across the street.
Marquis is better.
Yeah, I don't.
I believe.
Okay.
Well, that's what. Listen, there will be people that'll tell
you. Doesn't know the name is better.
No. But he is right, though.
Different vibes.
Say it again.
Wait. You are right. There are people who would agree and say, because those two places battle. They're both
they
packed.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat the seafood. My wife does. I always get the burger, but they're
completely different vibes. Like,
no,
you,
they're
yes,
the same.
No, they're not. No.
What do you
inside,
mean?
Inside, Brown's is all like picnic tables. And
so is in Marky's.
No, Marky's is not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
Marky's is picnic
the better,
tables.
If you know food, you know Marky's. No disrespect.
And they got the little outdoor thing right
Sorry.
Next to the water.
I'll tell my grandmother.
Also, Easter
screwed up.
Is ruined.
Also, Robert Parrish, are they going to get into? He was well ahead of the game on weed delivery, like by like 30 years.
Well, there's a pretty checkered past there.
Are they going to get into that with
they
the FedEx?
They already have it.
Huh?
They have weed delivery.
No, no. No, I know.
Oh.
Robert Parrish famously had, when he was playing for the Celtics, had his weed delivered via FedEx.
Yeah.
It was a giant hullabaloo over because weed was
Don't
not,
tell Representative
not
Flynn.
Weed. Yeah.
Courtney, right. Do your friends do the weed drinks?
Courtney does.
Yeah.
Yes. Those things scare the crap out of you. Have you ever tried one?
No. If you heard her after doing one on this show,
oh, man.
It's scary. It's
yeah.
Scary.
Why?
More.
What did it do?
I had
a 4-day high. It was insane.
Oh, no. Because
I'm not really a weed person. So the milligrams meant nothing to me, and I just downed it, and it really hit
That's
me.
That's what got you.
Yeah, wrong. How?
Yeah. To be fair, Courtney also thought that, what's the liqueur that you had at BC? Fireball.
Oh, Fireball.
She thought Fireball was like already mixed.
Yeah.
And she had a whole glass.
I did that. Do you remember the Firefly?
Yes. Oh, delicious.
Hard.
Was whiskey?
Like vodka. It was,
like a
sweet tea
Arnold
vodka.
Palmer, basically.
I thought it was pre-mixed.
Oh,
it wasn't.
I did that with Fireball.
No, it was just vodka. And so I had myself a big glass of that.
Was that the precursor to the Borg? back in the Maryland days.
Yeah.
All right, Mego, thank you. There is Mego, our Celtics insider here at WEEI, and Courtney right now with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox get a win in Tampa, 7-4 the final. Alex Bregman had two homers in this one, while Jaron Duran also homered. Walker Buehler went 5 innings. He gave up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 3. They've got another one with the Rays tonight. 7:05 first pitch with Sean Newcomb getting the start. Bregman will miss the finale. He's flying back to Boston to be with his wife for the birth of their second child.
Texters suggesting there's no way that Alex Cora digs himself the hole of Rafi Devers playing third base tonight.
I don't really think it's digging him a hole.
He already was asked about it in spring training, and he said, what are you going to do? And he said, Devers is our DH.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yeah.
He's not going to play third
base. So then who's he going to play over there?
Maybe
David Hamilton?
Yeah.
Is Hamilton can play third?
All right.
They were going to have Devers go to the hospital for Bregman, but they thought he dropped the baby.
You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Game 1 for the Celtics is set for Sunday, April 20th, and we now know their opponent. The Magic beat the Hawks 120-95 in the play-in game last night. The Celtics have dropped the season series 2-1 to Orlando. The Bruins dropped their final game of the regular season. It was 5-4 in overtime to the Devils. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Marlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 45 degrees, afternoon high of 50.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow on this show, Mike Bilbrey, as the Bruins end the season with a loss, and not a loss in regulation, which would have helped them when it comes to the draft lottery, but in overtime. So,
We got to blow through the stop sign of the conversation that we had on break. Now, listen, I love the...
You bullying Courtney?
No, not bullying.
Yes. Yes.
I love the Coxes and Courtney. You know, she's like a little sister that I never had.
Pause.
But... To learn what they do on Easter, they are the biggest, douchiest family around.
What is happening with
it
you?
Is so
listen, Curtis, I have suffered through 5 minutes of this.
Okay, so here's why I say this. She talking about Browns.
Yep.
If you've never been to Browns, which is in Seabrook, excuse me.
Seaport?
Seabrook, New Hampshire. Yep.
That is something you saw on Pornhub, I think.
No. It's a seafood restaurant, but it's like they have these picnic tables in there. You go in and eat.
Yeah.
So Courtney and her family go there on Easter.
Right.
They bring picnic tablecloths.
Yep.
Okay.
They don't
have them, obviously, at Browns.
They don't have them. They take a bunch of tables. There's no, like, reserved seating, so you can't be like, oh, we're renting this out. They just get there, and they get 3 tables. They put they bring their own food in.
No.
What?
No, no.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
You bring your own food?
We bring our own cheese board, and then we'll bring dessert. But we get all of our rest of the food there.
You bring your own charcuterie?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think you're supposed to bring your own food to a sit-down restaurant.
Yes, you can bring cheese and crackers and dessert.
No, you can't. So do you bring your own wine and beer and stuff?
Yes, it's BYOB. That's the best part about the place.
But don't they sell stuff?
No, they don't.
Okay.
So you bring your own...
It's not BYOC. It's not bring your own cheese, though,
no.
I don't think.
Well, they don't have cheese, so it technically is.
So hold on. This is just... They bring their own stuff, and then if you've ever been to Browns or Markey's, you talked about across the street, those places are always packed, but they then sit in there for 3 hours and have a picnic. Well, people are waiting to eat.
No, the thing is if you've never been to Browns, you go there, you put your order in, and then you have to wait for them to call your number to then go get your order. So while we are waiting, we have a cheese board, some wine, some beer. I believe Santo's mom's bringing a jug of martini. So, like, we enjoy
You make a day out of it.
It's
in a restaurant, but it's a restaurant that people are waiting outside.
They should have got there early.
That's you see that you see how that that's why I
like,
mean I lost.
It's Easter,
so can I do that in Applebee's?
Yes,
bring in a.
Well, no, that's much different.
I don't
it isn't.
Wow. Who appointed you to be the spokesperson for Browns and the way they run their business?
So you think it's cool?
I don't think calling the entire family.
Let me ask you this, Greg. You're a restaurant person.
Yes.
You think it's cool for somebody to go to a restaurant, bring their own food, and sit there for 3 hours like they're having a picnic?
I mean,
if it's a place like Browns, yes.
It's a different kind of a setup
out there. No, it's not. If you've been to Browns, it's all.
You're acting like.
The only difference is they have. Like picnic tables and the benches.
And you're not waited on. So, yeah.
But it's like a lot of places are like that. It's no different than the clam shack.
Oh, my God. You are so wrong on
this. No,
this
is such a hot old move.
Let me be clear. We are not the only family that has the tablecloths and the cheese boards. You look around the place, and you could tell all the different families because of their setup.
Then that's a bunch of massive a-holes who go there and spend 3 and 4 hours.
Would you please?
Curtis, you don't seem a problem with that?
I would be bothered by people occupying a table if I was trying to get seated.
Right.
But I have never been to this location, so I don't know.
Curtis, I understand what you're saying, but if you went there, you would not have an issue with it.
It's like an outdoor. You go, they have an outdoor place where everybody sits, and they announce the number 47, and you go to the window and pick
it up. I'm kind of with Wiggy on that. Like there's a lobster pool, I think, in Rockport, which is. Right behind the place, there's a bunch of tables.
Mm-hmm.
You put your order in, you pay, you go down, you get your number, and you might bring like a tablecloth, but
it's like wait. Sullivan's.
Yeah, it is. If you're over an hour and a half, I feel like that is a no-no.
Well, we have a big group, so it takes a while to get the food, and then everybody eats.
It takes 15 minutes to get the food.
Yeah. Right.
15 minutes to get whether you're getting your shrimps or whether you get clam bellies,
longer than that.
French fries, or you're getting a fish and...
Yeah, it is 15 minutes at those spots.
Yeah,
no. They churn it.
They turn it around so quickly.
We have like a group of 15.
And even if you pick up to get the lobsters, because they have the lobsters you could pick up, takes 10 minutes.
Right.
You go, you put your order, and you sit down. It's like any other...
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly, because we see how the Coxes do. I'm going to have a talking to the Coxes when I see them.
Really?
Because I've gone to Browns before.
Are you
saying not on Easter?
But in the summertime, like you're saying, it's the same
thing. I'm telling
you,
I've never had somebody come up to our table and say, "We've been waiting here for a long time. Can you guys move it along?"
Well, they're probably being polite.
Yeah.
They're probably thinking that. Like, I mean, you're there for 4 hours or whatever it is.
Yeah,
that's a
it's
long
Easter.
Time to eat
and then Wiggy had the audacity during the break to say, "Who celebrates Easter without kids?"
Well, yeah, like little
Easter
kids.
Easter is not really like a holiday that's just about kids. It's about
like finding
it's
the
a
Easter
religious
eggs.
Holiday.
Yeah, but I get it. It's for like but it's for the little kids to go find the eggs. Mm. As adults, like, we go, we eat dinner, and that's
we celebrate
it.
Jesus. Sue me.
For 5 hours?
Yeah. He did a lot for us.
Sure did. Gave his life.
Yes, he did.
Jesus.
By the way, we would be remiss to not mention a birthday today.
Oh.
The Patriots, this will go well, just tweeted, "Happy birthday, Coach Belichick."
Wow.
Oh.
So will be interesting to see how people reply to the Patriots, given their...
Happy birthday, King.
So 73 years
old. Curtis, we didn't get an update from you on the news that broke yesterday with some of the emails that are available based on the fact that UNC has to public records have to reveal all emails.
Yes.
Right. Freedom of Information Act is in full effect. By the way, we now know the culprit for me having to take down the Belichick drinking coffee photo before the interview a couple years ago. That would have been Jordan Hudson, without a doubt.
Yeah. Remember he was angry that we took a picture of him?
Which, it's Stacey and I were talking, and I love Stacey. I mean, I said, of course, no problem. It just struck me as odd that we're on camera.
Yeah.
Like, what would be the issue?
And you think it was Jordan.
1,000%. Yeah. She has requested people monitor the Facebook page of the UNC Tar Heels who comment about his relationship with her, referring to her as a predator.
Yeah.
And she says, how does this make sense? Why are we allowing these comments to keep, you know, whatever?
Well, he commented I think Bill commented and said
in an email.
Yeah,
I am positive she wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's no way that Bill Belichick is writing an email about that.
I don't think Bill Belichick wants to be called a predator.
I don't think he's been called far worse and never made an issue of it.
But she was trying to orchestrate the way the hiring of Steve Belichick was described so as to avoid
that he was a
nepotism.
Right. It's just so weird.
Story, it's. I mean, I feel
he
like
different.
He. Huh?
Bill's different. He's different
now. Okay, but it's nice that you found somebody.
Right.
But I'd recommend having her stay out of the work stuff.
It's power of the P, Greg.
I understand what you keep saying that.
But do we have the physical emails? I don't subscribe to The Athletic. It was behind a paywall, unfortunately. Yes. Like, is there anywhere else I could see said emails?
We'll present them to you, and you can sit at a table at Brown's while others are trying to eat and read them all for 7 hours.
That would be very nice.
Though Steve Belichick is in fact Bill's son, he should be depicted and represented as his own established credible entity as opposed to an extension of Bill, Jordan Hudson wrote on December 22nd. Mm. It can easily be misinterpreted that Steve is simply benefiting from nepotism, but that is not the case. Steve is fortunate to have learned defensive football strategy from the greatest defensive mind of all time. He has earned his position due to his performance and output, Jordan wrote.
Mm. She tried to get in with the family.
Right.
Say good things about Steve.
But why?
Because his wife might not like you.
And then Hudson's involvement was minimal, with one exception that focused on social media. Quote, is there anyone monitoring the UNC football page for slanderous commentary and subsequently deleting it / blocking users that are harassing Bill Belichick in the comments? Hudson asked on February 13th. On Valentine's Day, Bill Belichick followed up, I cannot believe the UNC would support my being called a, quote, predator, he wrote. It's probably her. But the school did not find a reference to Belichick as a predator, and Evans called it incredibly inappropriate. And as you noted below, UNC would never support such commentary.
How did he have time on Valentine's Day? He should be focusing on love things and love things only on
that's
that
day. True.
That is true.
All right. We're going to have to take a break. We'll play Hill Notes on the way out, Chime. Is that all right?
Yep. Sounds good, Greg.
Okay. This is Jay from South Boston. Quick. Yeah, Jay, what?
Good morning to the whole crew, man, except Sean. Sean, what type of joke was that? Like, save the basement jokes for your Pokemon convention. So you'll meet River Como? Come on. All right?
Hey.
I'm tired of it. Save your basement jokes.
Hey, so I have to save my basement jokes, but Greg's just going to go out and repeat an exact joke that I gave on this program before, and nobody cares. That's cool.
Which was that?
What was that?
The small, medium, at large.
No. That is a dad joke from the dawn of time.
Yeah, I have said it on this program at least once before.
You're taking credit for an ancient joke.
Oof. Okay, I took a swing and a miss. Like, big deal. Like, it happens.
What's the next one you're taking credit for? Take my wife, please?
Oof.
What?
Comedians don't like that.
You don't know that old classic?
No.
Mm-mm. That's from the vaudeville days.
Wow.
Take my wife, please.
Shime. Come vaudeville? On, Greg. Come on, Greg.
What are we doing?
Stealing Shime's jokes now? This is like Cat Williams and
Curtis,
Steve Harvey.
Joke Snake. Stole Mego's take as his lead? I mean, what are we doing this morning?
Snakes everywhere.
Worst thing you could do, I heard Damon Wayans talking about that Shannon Chop. Stealing another comedian's jokes.
I understand that. Is it colder on Stolen Joke Island or on Miss Scoop Island? Well, the question.
All I want is for Ken to love me, so I'm trying to take everything Mego says and pot it off as my own.
And let me just say, CFAX 21, Coco, they don't know. Trust me, as a local, that is 100% cool. We had a team function at Brown's, brought 3 coolers filled to the brim and snacks while we waited.
Another A-hole.
I don't think you bring snacks.
Success.
You don't bring food to a restaurant.
Success.
All right. Hill Notes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next. Shine, only A I ever got in high school. We had to write a paper on loss of innocence. You know the theme, loss of innocence.
Of course.
I used that song, that Bruce Springsteen song.
Nice. Good choice.
And got an A on it. Only A I ever got. Mrs. Williams was the teacher, English class.
Right.
All right.
Shine just said, now you get the AARP card.
True.
Hill Notes are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Yeah, it's been a little while since I've got up and turned the show on at 6 a.m. to hear the supposed new show intro. Shime, you come at everybody for every little take that you don't agree with aggressively, and you can't even come up with a damn new, original, decent show intro. You went back to the old one. What the hell is wrong with you? Mike Shue used to do it. Spaz used to do it with basic crap freaking technology 20 freaking years ago. Get it together, buddy. Get your own house in order before you start coming at everybody else.
Yep, totally my fault. I'll take all the blame. Yep, definitely my fault.
Guy is not wrong.
Clearly doesn't listen to that very much because it's, I would be happy to make more show intros, but every time I've made an intro, I'm told it's terrible. So I gave up and I let other people pick the songs and then I just make the intro according to the song. And then we make an intro and it's bad and everybody hates it in the Twitch chat, on the text line, and on the phone calls. So we just go back to the old one. So pick a lane, people. I don't know what you want from
me.
Wow.
It's aggressive.
That
is super aggressive.
Now, Wiggy took the hit about a minute ago. You can see his red eyes on the morning show. Wiggy can't smoke it like that anymore.
That is a parody, the Greg Kinn song, breakup song. Uh-huh. Unbelievable. All-time great song.
You love
Kid.
That song.
I love that song. I listen to it every day, all day.
Leave it to Greg and Curtis to get mad a bunch of girls went into space and got emotional about it after and before. And Greg, they didn't go a little bit higher than a plane goes. They went 62 miles above the Earth. A plane goes 5 miles above the Earth, you idiot. It was about friggin' 6 times higher.
Why didn't they need helmets then?
Also, 5 times 6 is 30, not 60.
Explain to me why every other astronaut, like the official ones, the NASA ones, need to wear helmets. Why did they? Why were they able to keep their hair perfect while they were in space?
That's a
question that I have for you.
Because it was fake.
Asking for the audience, Greg, what's more embarrassing? You and I being embarrassed on behalf of these so-called astronauts, or a guy calling and reacting to our reaction to the astronauts on a voice memo?
Chick's in here with another life jig. Don't have time to head to Costco for your Easter provisions this year? Simply think outside the box. For instance, a typical Burns family Easter starts with Meemaw's famous meatloaf. After that, it's out to the backyard for an Easter egg hunt. Instead of Easter eggs this year, we'll be using collectible dolls. In the end of the fun, we'll be doing it pencils Winnie the Pooh style this year. After that, if there's time, I'll possibly head to a friend's house to linger far past my welcome, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, probably can get a lot of your Easter provisions at Costco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jackson, he'll note Jackson is correct about that.
Yes. The end, I'll linger far past my expected time.
Oh, Wiggy, Wiggy, Wiggy. You know, between your suttons and your wits and all that kind of stuff, I'm with ya. I'm with ya. It's about something. But you talked yourself today, where you earned every single penny of whatever it is WEEI is paying you. Captain Obvious, standing on your barrel of whiskey. Oh, wait a minute. I did that wrong.
A little confused about Captain Morgan and Captain Morgan. Obvious. But
I don't want to. They're both captains.
Yeah,
so.
They are captains. Yep, that's their rank.
Yarr, obviously Captain Morgan here, with a tale for old Scallywag Wiggy. The sea's been telling me you don't let your nightlife affect your day job. So you must know that hangovers, they be temporary. Unlike bad takes on the airwaves, those are forever. Cuckoo ka-cha!
I like the cuckoo ka-cha. Is that a new bird call?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a parrot, I think. The pirate.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
I'm right. You guys are wrong. You can all suck it. The NBA's totally set up that trade.
Oh, please, Curtis. Get off your high horse from your victorious lap.
I'm not taking a victory lap.
Don't tell me that you not know about how you're taking a victory lap right now.
That's a double negative.
You're like Captain Kirk, flying the Millennium Falcon with your foot on a bunch of whiskey. Give me a break right now, please.
What the hell are you talking about?
Do you mean like Captain Obvious or mixed with Captain Morgan? I'm not sure what you're talking about. That's what I said. Where's my hookah? I need some brain juice.
Yo, that guy's funny.
It's like, in the beginning of his Wiggy talk, though, he did start with a cocoa accent and then turned it to a Wiggy.
No,
they blend. They all blend together.
That's great. Plus.
That'll do it today, Greg.
That does it?
Yeah, that's a classic.
Because we have to go. All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
And I do think we should provide the Coxes an opportunity to respond.
Yes.
I want to hear from Jody from Hollis, who wants to defend me.
All right. We could do that. Fine. This is Jody. Hello, Jody.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
So, in Courtney's defense, a lot of families do exactly what she does.
Yes.
During the whole summer and all the time that Browns is open, a lot of families bring their own potato salad, their own macaroni salad, and all the sides, and just buy, as long as you buy the seafood from Browns, they are fine with what you do.
Huh.
That's what they do. It sounds horrible, like, because it's a restaurant, but that's what they're known for.
So,
and Courtney, I'm from Lowell, too.
So yes. That's a part, you're saying it's a part of the business model, and Wiggy has no idea what he's talking about. They expect that people are going to bring a charcuterie board and sit out there and eat their own food while they're waiting for their seafood.
I'm going to put out a call to the owners of Brown and see how they feel about people bringing in food.
Maybe we can get them on.
Go, Wiggy. I love you, Wiggy, and I absolutely love you and always have, but she's right. This is what they do. This is a restaurant. Browns does
we
that.
We love you,
that's
Jody.
Known for.
All right, Jody.
I love you too, Coco.
Jody, we are in Jody, we're in your state for two road shows, so I hope to see you at either or both. We'll end the road show season at the Dive in New Hampshire on July 3rd in the middle of Lake Winnipesaukee. All right?
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Thank
you. I'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
We got to go.
Oh.
Jones and Keith coming up next. I will be awaiting news from the Boston Bruins. Any news yet? Anybody resigned yet?
I ain't seen nothing.
Nope, not yet.
It looks like
they're having a press conference next Wednesday.
Yeah. See you tomorrow. Bye.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.